Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King.
Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 10 a.m.
8:41, time for our regular motoring feature for a Saturday morning, whether you are a bona fide petrol head or maybe you just like the smell of a new car. Daily Maverick motoring journalist Melinda Ferguson with us until just before 9 o'clock, giving us the lowdown on some of the latest cars on the road. This week, Melinda has been cruising in the BMW 4 Series Grand Coupe. Good morning, Ms. Ferguson.
Good morning, Miss McQuala King.
How goes it?
Oh, sorry, the dog.
Ooh.
The dog's just gone mental. I don't know. He never barks. Oh, you know what? It's the pool Lila. What do you call it? Those blow up rings, Joe. It's just been. I'm sorry, guys. That was such a bad entrance to the show.
No, we love it. We think it's fantastic. Joe, sit.
Joe, geez, man. He thinks the ring, it's like a pool inflatable ring, is a monster.
Oh, bless his heart. How are things up there? Is how's the weather where you are?
Well, I nearly had a heart attack because he never barks. That was like...
Are you panicking? Do you need to check out the perimeter? Are you all right?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You're good.
No, it's just an inflatable pool ring.
Okay.
No, everything's good. It was brilliantly hot yesterday.
I can imagine.
Really hot. Today, it's quite windy. So I'm like kind of... And I'm leaving for Cape Town.
Oh, okay.
In about... 2 hours. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You are reviewing for us this week the BMW 4 Series Grand Coupe. I get so confused with the different types of BMW, the 4 and the 3. And I don't really know, unless I see a picture, which I've got because you've just sent me, I don't really know what I'm talking about. But just give me a bit of a history of the 4 Series.
Okay. So, you know, everybody knows the 3 Series. So this is like a spin-off almost of the 3 Series, and they developed a two-door coupe or
yes,
a convertible
yes.
based on that 3 Series. And but then they came up with the idea of a grand coupe, which would have 4 doors. So it is different.
Oh, don't worry.
Sorry,
happens all the time. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. You know, I don't know. I mean, I almost want to go outside. Joe, stop it. I'm on the radio. Gosh, I'm like locked up in my room. Okay. So basically, the 4 Series Grand Coupe also has 4 doors. It's sometimes called the lift back. I think that's an American thing.
Mm.
So it's got like a hatchback boot.
Yeah.
It's got obviously 4 doors, and it will be easier if you've got a grandmother who's not very flexible to push her into the normal 4 Series coupe. Might be a difficult thing, but with the grand coupe, she could easily get into the back without any issues.
Mel, I always thought, and you will correct me now, and I'm seeing that this can't possibly be true, I always thought coupe meant... I think I thought it meant convertible at one point, but I always thought it meant two-door sort of sporty. But that isn't obviously what coupe means.
No, it actually is. I think you're right. Because it's a two-door and they're usually more sleek and sporty. All coupes are. And then sometimes if there's a convertible, there'll be a retractable roof.
But this has got 5 doors.
So that's why it's called the Grand Coupe.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just going to...
Okay, so that's the big difference. The Grand Coupe stands out because it's got 4 doors.
Okay.
And then you might say, well, then how's it different from the 3 Series? Well, actually, the 4 Series Grand Coupe is a bit more powerful.
Okay. Okay.
And
so
it
it's
looks
a power
different.
Thing.
I mean, it definitely looks different.
Yeah, yeah. All right, yeah. We'll talk about looks in just a second. Historically, how well has the 4 Series done here?
Look, this is a premium luxury sedan class.
Sure.
And if we're looking at the last 2 years, it's probably been the segment that's been hardest hit.
Yeah.
You know, during COVID, honestly, people have gravitated towards the second-hand market because
right.
of stock and availability, and also because of not having money,
yeah,
and businesses crashing, and the people who used to swan around are suddenly going, I wonder how much a Kia Picanto will cost me.
Yeah.
You know, so even though there is a market still, it's definitely shrunk. Within this four series, it's interesting to see that the coupe, the straight two-door coupe and the two-door convertible take 50% of the market share of that four series.
Oh.
And the grand coupe takes 50%. So obviously the grand coupe is more popular than the straight two-door.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, target market-wise, you've basically sort of just explained that, really. It's a luxury brand. It's a luxury vehicle. And we'll talk about cost in just a second. Let's talk looks. I gather that there has been some controversy around this new front grille. Why? What's the controversy?
Oh, well, I mean, look, I'm going to tell you that it's quite old news now.
Is it?
Because it's the kidney grill got launched, oh, gosh, my brain is, you know, I don't know, but it between 1 and 2 years ago,
right.
And there was a huge furor because they've got much bigger.
I love it.
The kidney grill, I love it, me too. So I think you either have people going, I absolutely love it, but there were a lot of haters, and they went crazy on Twitter. I mean, I once
really?
Read, like, yeah, people were being so horrible about this new design. I think it's very in your face. It's very like, hey, I'm a BMW. Look at me. I've always had kidney grills, but now I'm going to have huge ones.
Yeah.
And I think they've done a really good thing. The picture, I hope I've sent you a front view.
Yeah, you have.
But they've done a really nice thing with the 4 Series Grand Coupe because they've got like a bottom blackening out at the bottom, you know, at the bottom of the kidney grill, which almost brings the size down a little bit if one is over, you know, over conscious about the size of it. And so it almost looks like it's better integrated in this particular new Grand Coupe.
I like it. I like the whole look. I'm not traditionally a BMW fan. I'm not somebody who hears those three letters and gets excited. You know, I can take or leave a BMW, to be honest. And you also know my feeling about saloon cars. I can take or leave those. This is, I think it looks beautiful. I think it looks a little bit Jaguar-esque.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a great compliment because we do love a Jag.
Yep.
It's a really big car. It's 4.8 metres long.
Sure.
1.85 metres wide without mirrors. It's low slung.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, and I think this design for me makes me want to look at BMW again.
Mm.
Yeah, like you.
Yeah, exactly. Where did you take it out, by the way?
So it was my last launch of the year, last year. Seems so far away.
I know.
We flew into KZN. We got breakfast at the Beverly Hills. Not the Beverly Hills, sorry, the Oyster Box, which is always something.
Box.
But we didn't spend enough time there.
Yeah.
And then we went off driving on highways around Durban. And then we took quite a lot of those off kind of, not off-road, but the more rural type of roads, beautiful winding hills through kind of that scenic KZN, not the greatest quality of roads, I have to say.
Sure.
I thought, you should have taken us to Franschhoek.
Yeah.
It would have been a much better drive because some of those roads were very potholed.
Yeah, which in a low-slung BMW, you're probably not,
yeah.
Although it's not yours, have at it. How does it drive?
Well, listen, let me tell you what the three models are. There's a 420i, yeah. There's a 420d, which is the diesel. And then, of course, there's the M440i X-Drive.
That's the one I want.
Well, that's the sporty one. That's the top of the range.
That's the one I'm going to get.
I mean, yeah, no, I mean, I got very attached to the M440i X-Drive. It's a 285-kilowatt six-cylinder inline petrol engine. And the 420i is a four-cylinder, and it's got 135 kilowatts. So you can see there's a huge difference between the M440i and the straight 420. And the diesel's got 140 kilowatts, slightly more powerful than the entry-level 420i. But I must say, I mean, when you're driving one of these, I just kept on, you know, trying to get back into the 440i M because it was a beautiful drive. It's an 8-speed sports Steptronic gearbox. It's just, it's got a brilliant engine. And, I mean, that is the thing, is BMW does make brilliant engines.
Right.
It's a very secure kind of car to drive. You felt very safe in it, but also incredibly speedy. I think the 0 to 100 is 4.7 seconds, so you can imagine.
Yeah.
The gearbox was incredibly smooth obviously it's auto, but you could just feel like there was no lag or anything like that going on, because there never is a lag in a BMW. Mm. And yeah, I mean, I just thought it was an incredibly powerful, sexy, very, very well put together engine.
I'm just going to quickly go back to how it looks, because the car that you've sent me is this, and I think it's called Mineral Grey, which I wouldn't have thought of, you know, a grey car, not silver, a grey car. And I thought, God, it's a great grey. It's a great grey.
I tell you what, there's a green one as well. Yeah, the green is gorgeous, but that grey is very, very good.
Yeah.
It's very sexy. It sticks out. Yeah.
I could see this being the new Bond car. People are now going to roll their eyes and go, don't talk nonsense, SJ.
Yeah. They'll probably be going, yeah. They might be looking for a Tesla for that. Maybe.
Yeah. Listen, you mentioned safety. You said you feel very safe in there. What safety features? What have we got going on in the BMW 4 Series Grand Coupe?
Okay, so I did a bit of research. It's 5 stars, top rating in the Euro NCAP rating, of course. And there's plenty of standard safety equipment. So you've got auto emergency braking, you've got lane departure assist, but and all your airbags and all the normal stuff. The other thing is you've got an optional driving assistant professional pack, which is like BMW also loves these options. I mean, all of these premium brands do. And then you get adaptive cruise control, more advanced lane keeping assist, more advanced front cross traffic alerts. So if someone's trying to kind of veer in front of you, you'd be getting major alerts. But, you know, I think with these kinds of cars, if you really want to go for the whole thing, you're going to pay.
Yeah, you are going to pay. We're going to talk about price in just a second. Infotainment?
Well, brilliant. I mean, very high-tech, fully digital screen, of course, 12.3 inches of a diagonal screen, and then a 10.25-inch screen behind the steering wheel. It's cloud-based. It's the BMW Maps navigation system. It's very fast to get your directions. I did try that out. Precise route calculations. It's got arrival times, real-time traffic data updates at short intervals. So it's very in line with, I think, like the top of the tech at the moment. Of course, it's Apple CarPlay and Android Auto compatible. And it was an absolute pleasure to play with. Not at all complicated, which is a great thing.
Yeah. Mel, one thing I didn't ask you that I normally do is to tell us what it's in competition with. What else is in in this segment? Sorry.
Yeah. No, I mean, someone else might say they're more, but I'd say that the most obvious competitors is the Audi A5 Sportback.
Oh, yeah.
The Mercedes C-Class Coupe, which is the CLA.
Okay, all right. And how in your mind does it compare? Because, I mean, those would be the brands that you're comparing it against, as always.
Look, I know that the Beamer Grand Coupe is the most expensive, but I think in terms of the drive, it is far superior to competition. And those two cars are really good. But I think, it's kind of head and shoulders above the other two.
Okay. I think I just Googled and I just saw that one of your motoring colleagues, Chiro, said it was one of his favourite cars to drive, this BMW. Okay, what did you love? What didn't you love? It doesn't sound like there's much you didn't love about
it. It's hard. It's hard to fault this car, and I'm not going to tell BMW how to improve it.
No, sure.
I don't think they're going to listen to me. But I think that what I really did like was the amount of boot space. You've got low capacity of 470 litres, but you can also, with the Grand Coupe, which you can't obviously do with the straight coupe, you can fold the rear seats down. You get 1,290 litres.
Wow.
So that's a pretty nice thing to know, to stash some things in the back.
Yeah, that's not bad. Somebody just asking, just want to know from your guest, what does she think between the 4 Series Grand Coupe and the 7 Series? That's Stephen. Different car, though, isn't it? I mean, obviously it's a different car, but... Hello? Have we lost Melinda? Has she disappeared into the ether?
No, I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Sorry, darling. I'm just Stephen asking about the...
Yeah. I heard that. Look, the 7 Series is a very different car. I think it's enormous. I find it a little bit too big. You know, it's like this kind of floating boat across the road. Much prefer the 4 Series, to be honest. I mean, maybe that's a girl thing. Men like the bigger shit. Sorry, bigger stuff.
Oops.
Bigger stuff. I'd say for me, it's the 4 Series, and I love the Grand Coupe.
Stephen, I want to know which one you prefer. Let's talk price. We've got 2 minutes. Go. There's three different models. How much are they?
Okay, starting with 420i Grand Coupe, 930,000. They're kept at under a million. 420 diesel Grand Coupe, 980, also under a million. And then the one that we love, the M440i Coupe, the Grand Coupe X Drive, is 1.3 million.
Is it 1.3 million? And that is, of those other cars that you mentioned, the Audi and the Merc is more expensive than...
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of 10, Melinda, what are you giving the BMW 4 Series Grand Coupe?
Look, I nearly gave it a 9, but because of the pricing and because of those options, to get that safety system even more jacked, I'm giving it an 8.5.
Yeah, because you can't start too high. We can't be 2 weeks into the new year and you're going with your 9s and your 10s. All right, okay, not bad. 8. Do you know what we're doing next week, my dear?
Yes. I'm off to the Eastern Cape with my boyfriend, and we have been invited by Kia to test drive a Carnival and Sorento, those big family cars. So let's do the Sorento.
Okay, the Kia Sorento. What is that? That's the where does that come in the lineup? There's this.
Oh, it comes
bigger
right
than the Sportage.
Yes, it's bigger than the Sportage. I think the Carnival's the biggest. The Sorento would be one down. But, I hope I'm right. But definitely that Carnival is huge.
Lovely. Okay, fantastic. Thanks very much indeed, Melinda Ferguson. You can go and sort out your barking dog now. Melinda back with us next week with the Kia. What did she say? Carnival.